his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Worldwide. Coming up in the second half of this hour, I will take your calls on all the different news items I've been covering today. I need to get more into Warren Buffett and the new tax increases. I need to also get into the IRS trying to get a bill passed. It's passed the Senate now in the House where you can't travel, can't leave the country, and it'll soon be can't have a job if the private banker collection group says you haven't paid your taxes. No judge, no jury. This is right out of Soviet Russia. We're also going to get to Secret Service dismisses biggest scandal for agency, and we'll tie that in to Latin American leaders saying decriminalize drugs, it's destroyed their country. But the United States says no, because it's run by the big banks that run the drug cartels and launder the money on record. It's very, very elementary how simple all this is. If you want to go ahead and get lined up, I'd love to hear from you. On this Sunday transmission, it's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. I'm going to be honest with you. Some days we open the phones up, incredibly intelligent person after person. Other days it's folks that sound like they've drunk three bottles of NyQuil and aren't paying attention. I'm going to start, if you don't come out with a cogent, quick point, or you got a long, rambling story, I've got to disconnect you. Because we don't screen calls, but then it gets taken advantage of and is weird. Because when I do screen calls by saying, on this topic, on this issue, like some days I should just ask, computer specialist, what do you think of SOPA and all this new legislation? And it would all just be genius callers, thought-provoking, incredible. Or if I say, police officers, call in about this issue, incredible callers, incredibly thought-provoking, profound. Or military, call in. Or doctors, call in. Profound, incredible, breaking news. When I just say open phones, whatever you want, it is hellish, and you all know it. And my listeners are complaining, and I'm listening. In fact, I am 2 inches from kicking in phone screening. And that doesn't mean if it's not left or right or not what we're looking for, you don't get on. It means you better know how to talk. Because, look, all talk radio has people that are half asleep calling in. It's just they don't let you on air. And so my total open-door policy is coming to an end. So if you're halfway into a fifth of Jack Daniels, like I am, I'm joking, do not call into this radio transmission. All right? I'm just telling you right now, I love you to death. I love you to death. And people are like, why does he let this person go for 3 minutes trying to get their point or three segments? I want to revolutionize this show. It's already really reaching a lot of people. Hitting on all cylinders. I want to go to the next level. 877-789-2539. But you don't need to call in and talk bad about the callers. That'll now become a topic. It's just Chris and crew, it's not a request. It is a on-my-knees order that you guys start slapping me upside the head about callers. It's so bad sometimes John Harmon, you know, is like, come on, get him off. Even though it's not his job, he's like, it's so terrible. I mean, I'm great at some things, but I'm not at others. So prepare yourselves for that. That way we can get to the next person. And I'll try to shut up. You can say a lot in a minute. I can give a quick comment, move to the next person. Like I said, another thing on talk radio, because there's a lot of smart women out there. But I've heard a lot of radio consultants now talking, saying, let women talk on talk radio. And I mean, the host will sit there, and it'll be some dingbat, and they'll go on and on and on, just like at a third grade level. And, of course, they say that in media, period. You know, dumb it down, dumb it down. I'm not dumbing Jack squat down. You're smart. You know what's going on. You don't want a bunch of simplistic bull thrown at you. I mean, some of this stuff's simple we cover, but a lot of it's complex because that's where reality is in complexity. We've gotten dumbed down and dull because we've been fed a diet of it. Me too. I want to change. I want to be a better talk show host, a better fighter for liberty. And I will be. Big video up at Infowars.com. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's incredible. It's like a buried treasure. Presidential advisor confirms elite occultic rituals. Straight ahead. Then, the Secret Service scandal. The Taliban offensive.
When you're out. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. That's the Sunday number, different than the weekday show, 11 to 2, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, one that's on XM Channel 166, one that's number one in Orlando and many other cities, kind of like we're number one in most demographics, number two in the coveted, 18 to 54 here in Austin on 590. Number one, not in talk radio, number one, period, all over the place, even on smaller stations. The big number one juggernaut, like 590 in Austin, you know, it's still a feat to be better than all the music stations and everybody combined. But it is a real feat with things like 810 AM, which is a good signal, but a relatively new talk station that shifted from oldies that's carrying us right now a few years ago to talk, to go from like number five or six in most of the demographics to number one across the board. I just got to say, the instant people meters are really showing the power of this broadcast. And again, the fact that we can be on like little stations in Tennessee, 1,000 waters, and after a couple years being on, we'll be number two or number one in many demographics. I mean, that's unheard of. My point is, freedom and liberty is popular. I hear Republican talk show hosts going, it's wrong to tax the rich. They're the ones that fund the economy and hire employees and buy things. Which is true if it's a real rich person that developed something people wanted. They're a godsend. Inventors, artists, creators, sports people, whatever. You got money, you're spending it, great. That is who makes the economy go. Research it. But the crony capitalists who are anti-free market, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, to a greater extent, George Soros, these are people that made money out of government contracts, government inside knowledge, banker bailouts. I mean, I read to you McClatchy. It doesn't get more respected. I got to tell you, for mainstream newspapers, McClatchy, news wires, news services, McClatchy is probably one of the only true bona fide news organizations in the United States. They constantly report accurately. My analysis, I already have it. Go to them. It's exactly what I'd say because it's what's going on. Bloomberg, a little bit, too, even though he's an anti-gun piece of garbage, the person. Bloomberg, because it is business news, businesses want real data. Corporations do, so it's a little better, too. But still, nothing compared to McClatchy. I mean, here's McClatchy. And it wasn't like it was rocket science. It was a fact that Warren Buffett was the biggest U.S. beneficiary of the banker bailout. That means your tax money. He made himself some estimates. Well, one bailout was over $2 billion, another was over another billion, and then these other companies he's invested in, it was over $1 trillion. And he's like, jeepers, creepers, Jiminy Crickets, I'm a nice old man. I eat ice cream. Every time he's on TV, let me have an ice cream. I'm a harmless old man.
I didn't get all this power by being a hardcore savage scammer. No, I got it by being a nice old man with Bill and Melinda Gates over there. Yeah, I'm a real nice guy. And I want to raise taxes on rich people. Anybody making $250,000 a year in a couple, that isn't rich, folks, with inflation. That's middle class. That's upper middle class. And people making $125,000 individually, most municipalities pay police that now. You're going to push them above 40% a tax bracket? All these elitists have written loopholes where they pay almost no taxes. And I read to you last hour in the Washington Post from Thursday how the Buffett rule could still be escaped by highest earning households. And it goes on to say the billionaires are exempt. Do you think some guy like Warren Buffett, living for money, who always tells you he doesn't want money and puts his money in a tax-free foundation where only the profit is taxed and then that's exempt? I mean, it's such a fraud. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also leading beneficiary. That's McClatchy.com from 2009, right after the bailout. And I mean, look, he funds the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's given half the money to. He funds most of ABC This Week. In fact, it says underwriting, they're the biggest sponsor of that show. It was Christina Amon Poor, now it's the other Bilderberg minion, Charlie Rose. And I mean, I don't even watch TV, but I've been in hotel rooms over and over again on a Sunday waiting for an airplane to fly out of some city I'm doing stuff in. And it's all, I've watched it like 10 times last year. And every time I watch it, the entire show is about rich people don't pay taxes, but this angel, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett want theirs raised. And it's Warren Buffett. Oh, gee, I'm just upset. I want to raise taxes. I don't pay enough. He's the guy that lobbied in the 80s and 90s on record. I've got the articles right here to put the loopholes in where he doesn't pay. It's a total fraud. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's Zero Hedge. Buffett bailout of BAC sends stock to early August levels. And it goes through the billions of bucks he got. Okay, go read McClatchy and how he made billions. Actually, one part of the bailout was $25 billion Wells Fargo to him. I mean, personally, a couple bill. Yeah, he wants to raise your taxes because he loves you. He takes the money through government and gives it to himself in banker bailouts. If that isn't criminal, I don't know what is. Now, we're going to break and coming back with some more news and then your phone calls. But this hasn't been seen in years. This is in my film Martial Law and in my film The Order of Death. I run into David Gergen in 2004, 8 years ago, at the RNC. This is the Karl Rove of four administrations. And I bring up occult rituals that I've snuck in and videotaped. I'm not the weirdo talking about it. They're into it. And he blew up at me about it. I showed him news articles. Well, on screen when I talk about it, I show the article where it talks about people running around naked in his quotes. And it's on record. Vanity Fair snuck in 2 years ago and got arrested. But it was just men having sex with each other everywhere. Okay, this is the Christian conservatives, what they're doing right now. Because it's all fake. You don't even get in the club unless you do that. Let's go to this clip of David Gergen blowing up at me. Here it is. Occultic Ritual, the video at InfoWars.com.
In the fall of 2004, while in New York to cover the Republican National Convention, we ran into David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four presidential administrations.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean?
Here is the before-mentioned Washington Times article where he said, I didn't run around naked like they do.
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But
you, we have public officials. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
A clip of the ritual. Simulated human sacrifice.
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment.
I know.
You have.
I tell you what. Hit pause.
Ambush journalism.
Hit pause. Back it up. When we come back from break, we will come back and play the rest of this. But again, he blows up about the ritual, just like Skull and Bones, another homoerotic orgy. And I'm not being homophobic. If that's what the world elite conservatives do, you know, they're all men having sex with each other in a huge pit of feces. That's their issue. I just think they're liars.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled B-I-O-M-A-T-S.
MATS.com or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Back weekdays, 12 at noon to 3 p.m. every day. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, XM 166 or Infowars.com. There's also a free iPhone app and other apps for free there at Infowars.com on the Listen tab on the site. If you want to watch the video that you're hearing on the radio right now, simply go to Infowars.com. It's part of a two-hour film that I produced. To great risk to my name and person and treasure that's up there for free on the site. You can also buy a DVD of it. The Order of Death is the name of it. Two films on my infiltration of the Bohemian Grove. But here he is blowing up at me and getting very, very upset about this. Well, he hasn't gotten the big blow up yet. He thought I'd give it an oath to go in and be part of the ritual. And again, it's on record, and they show what they've said is accurate representations of Skull and Bones. This is like the grown-up Skull and Bones. Most of the members are former Skull and Bones at Bohemian Grove. Many of them are. This is what the grown-ups do. But if you see the Good Shepherd film that was produced and directed by Robert De Niro with Matt Damon in it about the CIA being founded out of secret societies like Skull and Bones, that's what secret societies are, the old name for intelligence agencies. It shows men naked wrestling in feces. And that's what they do. And they have sex with each other and the rest of it. And my whole issue is they claim they're these Christian conservatives. None of that is even real. That's a total facade to make you trust the government what's going on. The occult means hidden or secret government. The national security state is an occult secret society system. It is a hidden state. Let's go to David Gergen, much bigger than Karl Rove, his own nickname, Turd Blossom, by the president, because they're all into scatological issues. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Gergen blowing up when I bring it up. Here it is.
Sir, everything I don't owe you this comment. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
Have you ever done a ritual?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh,
all right. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine, but don't ask others to respect you for it. You can do it. You're free American like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, oh, well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen.
I'm sorry. Nobody sets policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders coming out here?
Yeah, that is a three-pointer. Woo!
Look how strangely he behaved when we brought it up. Why is he acting so secretive? And why did he get so angry when he discovered that we'd snuck in? You see, they take it very, very seriously. This is one of the hallmarks of the occult and secret societies. The word occult means secret. Secrecy is part of their religion. They revel in it. And when it's violated, they become extremely angry. How widespread is the occult? The answer is extremely widespread. Occultism in our society, and particularly in our government, at the highest levels of corporate America, is rampant. It is a well-publicized fact. All right. That the Reagans had every aspect of their lives. Again, the full video at Infowars.com right now. They're on the front page. If you'd like to watch it, it's, again, 2 hours or more. Actually, he linked to the martial law film. That's a short segment of, so it's over 3 hours long. Really three films in one right now at Infowars.com. The other key article, New Banker Bailout.
to be funded by giant tax hikes so you can pay your tax money to Warren Buffett, who then gets up there and goes, me, oh me, I just want to pay more money. Well, then give us the billions you stole and make your bailout, you piece of trash. I mean, it's so simple when you research it how ridiculous these people are. And I've had elitists, you know, off record as a journalist, people say, well, this is off record, Mr. Jones, and they know I live and die by that. I'm like, okay, off record. And they go, the public are dumb animals and don't want your help. Watch. You're going to help them and they'll never care. They want to be slaves. You should join us. I've been told that repeatedly. So many ways it'll make your head spin. Well, you know what? Let's just say the public are like a bunch of adult children. I'm not doing bad stuff just because they're a bunch of idiots. Because the evil of the New World Order is unbelievable. And it blows back on the elites as well. And, you know, one reason I thought of this today was I was thinking about all the real scandals government's involved in. There's these scandals out where different federal agencies, you know, are spending millions of dollars going to Las Vegas and paying themselves to go and party for days and paying themselves bonuses for planning the trips. And I'm like, yeah, that's bad. But that's not like stealing trillions of dollars and then giving it to yourself and your companies and then lecturing everyone to pay more taxes to get the rich guys to shut down the middle class when you actually just want banker bailout money. I mean, we pay our income tax to the Federal Reserve through the IRS. That's all Buffett's doing. It's a new scam of class envy. Hey, poor people, want to get the guy that's got $5 more than you? Get taxes raised. You'll show the rich guy. And I guess that's why the poor get poor. They're like, I love something to get suckered into. Okay, get the rich guys. They're like, that's right. And hey, support NAFTA and GATT. That'll give you more jobs. Shut up, Ross Perot. It's not going to take, you know, their jobs, Al Gore said. And he was all real smug. Larry, remember the Larry King debates? This is a good deal, Larry. Ross Perot's like, giant sucking sound is going to shut us down. Tax incentives to move offshore. It's over. Now, let me explain the economy. When you have a middle class, they can buy goods. They want a monopoly, Larry. And this isn't even about free market. They want to shut down this economy. This is incredible.
Oh, let me act like a Nelly from Tennessee. Let me act trendy. Global warming, give me money. Oh.
And everybody just goes, oh, my God, he's acting trendy. Fall down and worship Al Gore. It's the same thing. Oh, every time. Guys, type in Warren Buffett with an ice cream cone. Because I'm serious. I see it on magazines, newspapers for like a decade. It's always nice old man wants to give you free money. Look, he's licking an ice cream cone. They must have done some psychological warfare algorithm where they go, just act like a bumbling idiot, eat ice cream cones, act like a moron, and tell them you want to give them money, and they'll open their wrist to you. I mean, the American people would feed their children into wood chippers for Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to yeah, there he is eating ice cream. They found it in seconds. It's just like, he eats ice cream. Let him gang rape us. Maybe I'll go rob a bank. I'm joking. I won't actually do it. I'm saying, hypothetically, go rob a bank. Cops show up, and I'm like, ice cream cone from Dairy Queen that Warren Buffett owns. And the cops are, oh, stop, sir. You shot five people in the bank. You're walking out with giant bags of money, but you're licking an ice cream cone. I'm like, that's right. Now, shine my boots. And the cop just looks at the ice cream cone and goes, I can't say no. I can't say no to an ice cream cone. See, it's all about being non-threatening. Margaret Sanger, I'm a liberal. You know, oh, Bill Clinton, I'm a liberal. They're not liberals. They're criminals. And if you think things are going to be different under Mitt Romney, financed with the very same banks, supported abortion, gun control, open borders, carbon taxes. Oh, he sings a different tune now, but he works for the same banks. Everything done by either party is because the offshore murdering criminal banks want it. We'll be right back.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alex Jones here. Going to your phone calls here in a moment, the final 30 minutes of this worldwide transmission. Up at InfoWars.com, Aaron Dykes today posted what I really like, a boil-down story. It has little snippets of different news services reporting basically the same thing. Here's one. Oh, the IRS, you're not going anywhere. Fox News. Here's another one. Forbes, forget travel if you owe the IRS. And it just goes on from there. That's at InfoWars.com. Now, if you're not a student of just basic history, only Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia would restrict people's passports if they weren't in good with their Führer. First, they took those before you disappeared. And you know, I don't have time to play because I want to go to your calls, but the first minute, in fact, we'll do it at the end of the show. Will you guys queue up the first minute of martial law, 911, rise of the police state? Because I made that in 2004, and I say, in the future, well, the narrator I wrote, the piece he read, the narrator says, in the future, they will secretly arrest citizens, there'll be checkpoints on highways, and you won't be able to travel outside controlled zones, and I break it down. How do I know? Because I study what Homeland Security is. Homeland Security is a federal takeover by foreign banks and the Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS. It's the end of the country. They want to bankrupt you. So I just want to give you that message. Our government's had problems in the past, but it had a policy of prosperity. The rich elites we had knew a rising tide raises all ships. The old elites built giant museum districts in every city. That ain't the way it goes now, okay? This is Agenda 21. We're not in Kansas anymore. So I'm here to tell you, it just gets darker, it gets worse from here if we don't wake up that we got really bad people in charge, okay? And I'm not some naive person that thinks the world's ever perfect. We're supposed to have angel cake government. They make us think they're on top corruption. Oh, some people went to Las Vegas on federal funds. Oh, the Secret Service is hiring hookers. I'm not saying that's good, but that's nothing compared to Warren Buffett calling for tax increases, and the Federal Reserve that he works for openly says they want it to pay more money to foreign banks who then give themselves giant bonuses. And it's so big, even some of my own researchers go, I know it's true, but it's just, I don't know how to articulate it. We pay taxes and Warren Buffett gets it. Yes. Yes, that's it. It's so over the top. I get it. Okay? I get it. I know it's hard to deal with being screwed this hard, but just going, oh, it's too horrible. I can't look. No. No more taxes. Cut them. Look at Europe. They have like 80% tax rates one way or the other in some areas of Europe, and there's never enough money. This country had on average, about a 5% federal tax rate, maybe a 6, 7% state tax one way or the other. And we had 10, 12, 15% growth rates that no one's matched until 1913. From our founding in 1776, 1798, when our country really, or 1789, when it really got going through, over 10% growth rates, just milk and honey, but just unbelievable. Government is a cancer. Government doesn't want to stabilize the economy. It wants to shut it down. They admit the carbon taxes are to shut it down, and they say, these carbon taxes will supercharge our economy. It's the opposite. So people are like, Alex, you got to cover the Secret Service with a bunch of hookers. And I'm like, female hookers? Well, what, it wasn't like where the UN's murdering small children or blowing their heads off and making snuff films that no one wants to cover? I don't want to hear about it. I'm for decriminalization of prostitution, not because I agree with it, but because it takes the criminality and the money out of it. Just like Latin American leaders say, decriminalize drugs. Legalize it to the point of regulation, not full legalization. And Europe's done it in many areas. Crime rates get cut by about half. Drug use plummets. But, of course, the U.S., that means the banks that launder the money, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, all of them on record caught, you know, laundering drug money. Look it up. Hundreds of billions a year. They won't believe it. Just type in big banks caught laundering drug money. I mean, it's every one of them. All the big ones. Just Warren Buffett's outfit, $376 bill in 2 years. But he's a nice old man. In fact, show the image you found. I said, you only found one image? They go, no, it's thousands. And sure enough, it's hundreds of individual photos of him eating ice cream as a prop. Look, I'm a non-threatening old man. Look, I'm friendly. Ice cream. Real villains don't dress up in Darth Vader outfits or Hitler outfits anymore. They dress up with an ice cream cone and act like Mr. Magoo when he's really a hardcore eugenicist. And if you don't know what that is, you better look it up. And I'm risking my life doing this. You know, Melinda Gates, who heads up this $100 billion foundation against humanity, she came out in Germany last week and attacked those of us saying this. And said that we're going to cost lives, saying they want to reduce population. Kind of a threat, you know, out of their whole nomenclature. Oh, I got the message, honey. You didn't think I didn't get it before I did this? You didn't think I wasn't all in? I'm done. Hold an ice cream cone up in front of me. I see who you are. You think the devil shows up with big black horns? Pull up the devil from Legend. I think that's the most archetypal devil ever. You know, the great Tom Cruise film by one of my favorite directors, Ridley Scott. Watch my Prometheus review online. Just type in Alex Jones Prometheus to see it. The secrets of that. But, you know, that archetypal devil, the devil from that movie. I don't know what the devil looks like. The devil looks like a sweet little old man with an ice cream cone. You ever wonder why in almost every photo he's got an ice cream cone? He'll be on the news and go, hold on, and start licking an ice cream cone. It's all a sick gimmick. See, I'm an advertising guy. I mean, that's what I am. Instinctively, I went to school, saw, but I don't use tricks to sell. I use the truth to sell. I'm like a guy who's a magician who tells you all the tricks. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm just really freaked out right now. I'm really freaked out right now. Let's go ahead and go to Trey, and then David, Eric, Robert, Duncan, Chris, Phil, Ed, Leon, Rob, Andrew, and others. Trey, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to ask, is it true that our birth certificates have been put up for collateral?
Yes, it's true. Yes, and your blood's taken at birth for 40 years. I covered it 17 years ago. It's all declassified. DNA databanks, they say you're owned. It's called human resources. It's hidden in plain view. You are seen as coal. You are seen as trees. You are seen as a resource, as an animal, by these people. Yes, you are held as collateral by the Federal Reserve, by Warren Buffett. Go ahead.
So that makes us enslaved?
Yeah, and I don't like it. I mean, it'd be one thing if I was a slave. They put cancer viruses in vaccines they push on little kids. These are horrible people. See, they've already stolen the whole world. They don't like having to take care of us. They want to kill us now. You got that? God bless you, sir. Yes, we're enslaved. Well said, Trey. God bless you. David in North Dakota, you're on the air.
Well, hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call here. Just listening to that last caller there is there's so many things to say here, but I just want to make a couple of points. As far as the IRS and especially the IRS, I suppose, and the Federal Reserve, what people have to understand about that whole entity is that the people are actually funding their own destruction. And I find it rather odd that when I talk to people that they don't understand that, and they really don't understand fractional banking and how this whole system works. And they really are destroying us financially.
Well, I'll say this. I blame the elite for the conscious evil, but I blame the general public, because they're dragging me along with them, for like going, whatever, I'm lazy. Folks, exactly, that you better find out the difference between a U.S. note and a Federal Reserve note. You better, because our forebears weren't perfect, but they wanted freedom. They'd fight to have it. So look at all the liberty we got. 5% of the world's population had half the wealth, Bubba. Why is that?
That's very true. Say, I just want to make a couple of more points here, if I can, as far as just a couple of things. As far as laws that are passed and the that come from Congress, from what I understand or from what I read about it all is that any law that's passed that is unconstitutional really isn't a law.
Yeah, Marbury versus Madison plus just basic human rights, Magna Carta 1215. Yeah, Congress passes a law saying that Obama can murder children on the White House lawn, it's null and void. They pass a law saying the president can secretly arrest and kill citizens, it's null and void. It is the arrest warrant for treason. It is the proof of their criminality. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I didn't get to this today. I mentioned it. I'll cover it more tomorrow. Even The Hill newspaper admits the new legislation to hand the Internet over to the Pentagon, the banks that run the Pentagon, CISPA, is the end of free speech, the end of property rights online. It's just SOPA 2.0, even worse. I'm going to go to your calls and jam in as many as I can right now. Just be ready with your comment and question. I apologize for not going to them sooner. I want to talk to you. I love you. The points you make are incredible. I'm honored by the amount of listeners out there. I'm humbled. And I just get into a maniac mode here, but I don't apologize for that. We need to. Here is the first 50 seconds from my three-hour tour de force martial law 911 Rise the Police State. 2004, this is the voiceover I wrote by and the narrator predicting what we're now living in just 8 years later. Here it is.
In the early years of the 21st century, terrorism was used by governments across the world as a pretext to scare their populations into submission. Life became a surveillance grid nightmare, with every individual's actions ruthlessly catalogued and recorded by the state. Secret arrests, checkpoints, and warrantless searches spread. The final incremental march of the police state, culminating in open martial law. This is the story of how the elite sold their people into slavery and scared the once proud and brave people of the West into submitting to being cannon fodder in wars for world domination.
All right.
Our enemies have made clear.
That's martial law, 9-1-1, Rise the Police State, 3 hours of total documentation. Go watch it online. Just type it in. It's millions of views. Nothing like our
Valhalla, Obama Deception, and other films, but it's reached a lot of people. Resistance is victory. Let's go to Dave in North Dakota. Dave, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to make one more point here. You know, in this info war, whether it be a physical war or an info war, I think people need to know who their enemy is as well. You know who the enemy is so that you can win the battle. I mean, it's really hard to win a battle unless you know who your enemy is. And then I'd encourage everyone, I mean, to read the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Federalist Papers.
Yeah,
and
what's going on, I got to jump, is totally illegal. Make no mistake, people ask, they're violating the Constitution. They've already butchered it. And with it, all our protections. We're just like somebody in Mexico or North Korea now, unless we stand up and say no. I mean, folks, if you don't say no now, you were warned. Good points, Dave. Eric in California, got to move quick. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, I'm a thankful and proud member of Prison Planet. And my point today is I think that we're jumping the gun with the impeachment of Barack Obama, and I believe that we should be moving more towards throwing him out as an ineligible incumbent.
Sure, but the courts, I mean, obviously he's not who he says he is. He's got three other names. Everything's shield. It's all been proven fake. But, again, the fact is he launched wars and Congress said you've got to get approval, and he said, no, I don't. The U.N. is my boss. That violates the Constitution on its face. Totally impeachable. Get rid of him.
But don't you think that maybe they want him impeached so that they can keep these court appointments.
No, they would have impeached him if they wanted him impeached. Do you see the establishment trying to impeach him?
No.
Well, listen, he's probably going to get another term. I mean, I think Romney's a ringer. Romney supports everything he supports. He's a different color. He's from a different area of the country, but that's the only difference. I mean, all these conservatives going, I like Mitt Romney. He's not for Obamacare. He wrote the model of it. I hear people on talk radio going, he'll repeal it. Oh, man, the elite want this. Obama and Romney are puppets. Why do we then impeach a puppet? To punish the globalist and let them know we're not going to put up with it. We've got to start punishing these people. People are like, well, Bush did stuff like this. Yeah, and it's getting worse under Obama. What's coming next? It's like, well, they've been taking our rights for a long time. Yeah, and it's getting worse. Good points, though, Eric. I appreciate your call. I got to jump. Robert in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. I have been listening to you for about 5 years. I've lived 30 years in Mexico. I have been had my merchandise confiscated by the Queen and donated to one to Jersey Island. I saw the special on the Jersey Island also. I got so much to tell you, I just can't do it in 3 minutes. I'm sorry.
No, but you've been gang raped by the New World Order, and you don't care if Warren Buffett's got an ice cream cone.
25 years for the answer. I've been looking for 25 years, and you've helped me get it the last 5 years, and now you're about all we listen to.
So, well, God bless you, and thanks for putting up with it.
And I download you and put you on CDs, and we don't get in the car for 3 minutes without turning you on.
How did you find the show?
Well, it started out, I found David Icke about 3 years before I found you. But it started in the late 90s and traveling from Mexico up to the States, my car. I would pick up coast to coast, going through the mountains, and I'd stop and listen to it. And from there it grew, and then I heard you on Coast to Coast once, and there was a battle like between you and David Icke at the beginning some years back, and then you reconciled, which
yeah,
I'm glad
no, no,
to hear.
David's on Tuesday. You're beautiful, and I love you. Closing comment.
Okay, closing comment. We can't stop, we can't give up, and we got to get Ron Paul as president. There's
exactly. Well, I want to say something about Ron Paul, and thank you for the call. He wins by running and injecting ideas. They stole the early states. He was the front runner. All the polls and numbers showed it. They stole it. Then people say, well, he's not winning. I'll go to Romney. And so now he's not really winning. But he was winning early on. They did steal it, Maine, Iowa. That's total fact. But, again, we gain ground each time, and we woke folks up. Most people now know the Federal Reserve is private. People didn't know that years ago. It's very, very exciting. And by the way, I owe a lot to Coast to Coast. That's one of the most common things we hear is people first learned about us, Coast to Coast AM. That's on many of the affiliates we're on. Who's up next here? Duncan in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Worldwide transmission.
Hey, I've been following you for about 15 years now, and I've been watching the New World Order since the mid-80s. There's only one thing I want to say, and that is that we have divorced God from our reality, and we don't see God's hand in the movements that are taking place.
No, we've made government our God, and if you don't believe in the devil, fine, but this government might as well be the devil. So absolutely, you're right. It starts when we get on our knees. The problem is, went to church this morning, they were worshiping the police state. So the churches have been taken over.
Well, that's not the point I want to make. Well, the point I want to make is that God has a heavenly agenda that supersedes the New World Order agenda and relegates it to just a sub part of God's heavenly agenda. And God's agenda is being worked out, but we don't see it because we have divorced him from our reality. And now,
I agree with you. This is a test. The evil is there to separate the wheat from the chaff. Great points. Jamming another. Chris in Wisconsin, trying to get to everybody here. Of course, we won't. Chris, go.
Hi, Alex. I talked to you the first time about a year ago where I read you my script for the New World Order Fails video regarding the Hutari tribe, and they've been back in the news lately. And in the same spirit of preemptive defense, a few months ago I heard some really awful, slanderous lies about someone I've respected for a long, long time on the radio, so I started up a blog instead at WordPress.com, and it's called I Punched Out Jesse Ventura. So it's ipunchedoutjesseventura.wordpress.com.
Yeah, that's just a total psyop. It turns out News Corp published that book saying that, and it never told people they were selling the book or it was their imprint when they had that guy on. And Ventura says he's going to take legal action on him. Great point. Let's jam in another here. Phil in Boston, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, listen, you've won the argument. I can't find anything wrong with your argument at all, but more people need to hear the message. And I think the number one thing a guy's going to look at is a pretty girl, so I'm calling for a Miss InfoWars contest.
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. We're trying to hire a male and female reporter, $10,000 in prizes. It's the InfoWars Reporter Contest. Just Google it. You'll find it. And we've had like 5 women enter it and like 400 men. And yes, we're going to hire female reporters, not just on looks, but on their brain. But I agree with you. We need women in the info war. So calling women, join the contest, get involved, do whatever. We're looking for the females in the info war fight. It's that simple. Great point, sir.
And there's nothing more, you know, attractive than an informed woman who knows how to actually take care of her kids, feed them good food.
There's nothing better than a mama who loves liberty and loves those babies and hates the scumbag Warren Buffett ice cream demon.
I have to be redefined.
Oh, I tell you, there's nothing better. All right, God bless you. Listen, I'm sorry to Ed and Lennon and Rob and Andrew. I'll get back to you tomorrow. Call me. I love you. You're awesome. I'm going to take a bunch of calls tomorrow, which means about 5 calls. But the point is, 11 a.m. Central tomorrow, InfoWars.com. Big videos up on the site. Get them out to everybody and defeat this Warren Buffett baloney rule. You want your money?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.